when we go through adult abandonment, our gravest self-doubts surface again, causing our self-image to plummet, to move downwards. All self-esteem is obliterated from us. We feel this sense of overwhelming panic at the loss of our loved one that's just abandoned us or deserted us or gone away or maybe even had an accident, because it's grief that we feel. Abandonment, grief and sadness all mixed together. We feel that we cannot survive without that person. Our heart literally feels that it's been ripped away from us and that we can't survive alone. Being left by someone you love feels literally like a form of emotional abuse in the pit of our belly. So what this exercise is about healing that center, moving you even on a momentary level away from what you're feeling right now to somewhere deep in yourself where there is peace, where there is a sense of calm, where there is some little small amount of strength, if not bigger than you could ever imagine. But to do this, we have to come back to our center and trust that this place that you find yourself in is a temporary place. It might feel as if everything is over, as if this awful feeling of loss and sadness and panic will last forever and ever and ever and melt into a timeless sense that your life is over. But it isn't. It isn't over. Hold on to that. This is a temporary place you find yourself in. Now, as I have done in the other exercises, I want you to find a nice, peaceful, calming, tranquil place, a place that you feel safe. And for the sake of this exercise, we're going to find you, or you're going to find you, a safe place. A place that you can call your own, a room of your own, a place that nobody could ever wrench away from you again, that no one could ever break into that place again, ever again. And this, when I speak about this, this is very different to the protective shell, or very different to a defense. It's more, yes, a protective shell that you reside in. Imagine a protective shell. Just for one moment. Find yourself a nice, comfortable chair. If it feels best for you, lie down while you're doing this exercise. Again, come back to your breathing. to one with your breathing. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Hold your right or left hand or both across your chest and feel your chest rising on the inhale and collapsing on the exhale. Let's inhale, breathing in, and exhale, breathing out. Allow all the muscles around your eyes, your forehead, and around your jawline just to melt, to soften, soften. Inhaling and exhaling, as if you're moving towards a deep sense of relaxation, far, far away from the fear, far, far away from the anxiety, from the separation that feels like you've lost your identity completely. But I'm here to say you haven't. You haven't lost your identity. Because that unique place in you is still taking breaths in and out. It's as if you're learning to breathe without him or her in it. Learning to breathe without that person in it, but breathing for yourself. I know right now it might feel impossible, but just breathe for yourself. Inhaling and exhaling, and feel your hands over your chest rising and falling, rising and falling. Suddenly you feel quieter, just watching your breath, just watching your breath, feeling the air fill your nostrils and the air playing around. And exhaling. If you're breathing through your mouth, feel the pure clean air moving into your mouth, down your throat, into your chest. As you imagine this, imagine that on the inhale, a warm golden glow. Breathing in and out. As you breathe in the warm, warm glow, you're breathing out all the anxiety that has accumulated over this time of abandonment or rejection. Just breathe in the warm golden glow, the as if it's warming around your heart and your chest. And breathing out any past thoughts, just letting go of any anxious thoughts. You feel suddenly warm around your heart region, and it's all from you. That's your center. And just repeat this as long as you need to repeat it. Inhaling and exhaling. Down beside, if you put your hands down to the side, wherever you are, suddenly you open your hands. And they're bigger, firmer, holding hands, your hands can hold. Notice that you're no longer powerless. You're no longer weak. And if you turn your hands over, I want you to imagine there's a shell, a large shell in each palm of your hand, in your left, in your right. The shell is facing upwards. The shells are facing upwards. You have a shell in your right hand, and then in your left hand. As you drift away, slowly imagine that your two hands, left and right, come up to your ears, and you place the shells over each ear with your right hand to your right earlobe, with your left hand to your left earlobe. Close your eyes and listen to the soundscapes of the sea, of the air, of the clouds playing in your ears. Nothing else exists, just the sounds of the wilderness, air and the sea. And you hold the shells a little tighter in your imaginary self. And as you hold them tighter, something numinous happens. Something much to your surprise. The air moves into your right hand earlobe, into your right hand earlobe. And as you press the shell further in, begins to transport you to another place. Follow this place. Follow where the sounds are going. Follow the sounds of the air, of the clouds, the sound, the pure sound of some powerful presence leading you somewhere. In your imaginary self, you open your eyes and you find yourself walking down a long, long path. There's shrubs and rocks on either side. as you're walking down this path, you notice some caves to the right-hand side of your journey. You keep walking and you walk further. It's as if something is drawing you out into this place that will heal you. It is part of your journey. It's part of your recovery. It's part of your healing. And you keep walking. In your left hand, the shell that you have in your left hand, the sounds up against your earlobe introduce life. Birds. A choir in the distant presence, in the distant future, choral sounds, birds, life. In your imagination, add more sounds that would add to that life for you. Remember, we're talking about sound and smells. Fledge out this journey for yourself. What other sounds might you hear? The wind, branches, any other life in this world? As the choir sings her magnificence, her magnificence of sounds, as she breathes into her voice, their voices become yours. You keep walking down this path. Once again, on the right-hand side of the path, you notice way, way off into the distance some dark stone-like place. It's ancient. And you see these big boulder rocks. They're magnificent in their wonder. They stand like giant people. We realize at that moment somehow how small we are, but how present we feel. So we passed all these ancient boulders that somehow are left over from millions and millions of years ago, where the sea disappeared. And this is underneath the seabed, a formation of ancient rocks that have been there for millions of years underneath the seabed, but now they're there for us to look at. Majestic. They ooze majestic beauty, and the choral choir gets stronger and stronger as we hear the voices come before us. We're nearly there. And then our shells in each hand, your shells, your right and your left, merges into one large shell, fleshly pink and sand-like. You hold it tight, and you hear a voice. You hear a voice coming, which seems like it's coming from a cave not too far away from you. And it begs you to get closer and closer. And you've arrived at an archway. And you stop. And this golden glow that you experienced moving in the inhale of your body, you see that light coming from the cave. And then before you, an ancient figure. Is it a man? Is it a woman? Who is he or she? But he or she is kind and wise and soulful and wants you to be safe. You move towards their light and you sit down just near the entrance to this place, this archaic ancient place. And you hear a voice say, "Tell me, my dear, what is in your shell? What does it consist of? Because I'm holding one part of it over here. Think of what you might say. Think of what you might feel or experience." And this old, wise, ancient soul, because we only hear the voice, begs you to come forward a little. And as she or he or it cups their hand over yours and says that you are not alone. "Tell me what you want," they say. "Tell me something that you could be in the future," they say. "Tell me about what you can imagine," they ask. Suddenly, their hand holds you tight, very tight, with the shell in the center of your right hand and their left hand. And it holds you tight. And they say, "I am holding you tighter than tight. So much so that you are safe. That you never need to fear again. Trust yourself. Now imagine it's now 1 year later. Imagine where might you be? what are you doing in your life 1 year later? Imagine you're already there. Make that real. Make that true. You begin to cry because suddenly you feel known. You feel seen. You feel as if you do exist. It was only a temporary thing, remember? But you are and do exist. As you look up, you look into this person's eyes, never for one moment leaving their hands cupped in yours. Their eyes are kind. Her eyes, or his eyes, or its eyes are kind, are compassionate. You feel completely, suddenly, free. They then move both their hands and place the shell against your chest. And press. You feel secure. You feel safe. And then they ask, "Where are you now, 1 year later?" You tell them. Then she or he asks, "How did you get over that obstacle that has been stopping you from where you have been now to where you've got 1 year later? What was that obstacle?" You might say, fear. Fear of being alone. Fear that I could never survive this alone, or fear that I might be alone forever. And he or she says, as she presses this warm shell towards your chest, "You will never be alone as long as you stay in your center. You reside inside yourself. You may be confused about that," she says, or he says, "but it's there. Try not to identify with that place. That will only take you down into the vortex. Come back to the upper levels and feel safe in that place where you are." And then suddenly they say something that absolutely connects you to what somehow you've always known. He says, or she says, "It's that small child in you that is still wailing. It's that small child in you that fears being alone. It's that small child in you that fears and feels abandonment in your core self." And suddenly, all of a sudden, a click happens. birds and the shell shatters, yet her hand is deep in your center and you suddenly feel safe. You are literally living a year ahead, but you're looking back. You've done it. You've survived it. You feel stronger. And as you look down, all around your chest feels warm, and you can literally see the warm glow that you are. She holds your hand, and together you walk off, moving towards the clouds and the image of what you've seen in this journey is there, with her hands up high, beckoning you to find that center within you. And suddenly you look into her eyes, or his eyes. You hold her hand and you become one. As you walk back from this long, long journey, you feel empowered, alive, ready to face that 1 year later and understand all the obstacles that you had to go through to get to 1 year later. But you begin to put everything into action, as if right now you are beginning to feel free of wherever you've been, free from that dark, dark place. No longer the wailing baby, the abandoned child. Come back to what it is that you want. And as you turn around, you see the glimpse of this old ancient soul just slowly fading into the distance, but his or her eyes, whatever it is, never loses contact with yours. So you feel a sense of transformation, a sense of warmth, sense of your own power and determination to get through this time without ever looking back to where you've been. Just move forward. If you do look back, you revisit that ancient, old, wise soul. That person that's been with you forever. We can learn the same steps over and over and over again. We think we know them, But suddenly, one day, we think, ah, that's that place, that internal strength and center that will always belong to you uniquely. And hold on tight to that place. That's your secure attachment to yourself. Your emotionally secure attachment to yourself. Take some deep breaths and come back to the chair where you were sitting in the first place, or the bed where you were lying. And suddenly you look down and you have your shells back in your hand, in this renewed place. But this time, this is your safe place. A place that you can call your own. And hold those shells in your right and your left hand. And just make a wish. However unobtainable you think this wish is, just make a wish. And when you finish this exercise, write this experience down in your journal, and you can keep repeating this experience and going out to meet the old wise woman or man or being or soul. You can keep going out and reaching out to her and know that you are never alone. Ask this celestial being questions that will comfort you and heal you. Breathe through your fear and you will never be alone. Meeting a loved one is just the icing on the cake. Of course, that's what we all want, what you want. And one day you'll experience healthy, mature love with somebody that will reciprocate and love that person with lovingliness and have everything that you've ever wished for. But first, be with your own journey and trust that this is just a temporary place that you will come through. Take good, good care and listen to those shells as they breathe light into the clouds, into the air. In the darkness is the light, and in the stillness the dancing, T.S. Eliot said.